Last night, the world lost one of the great ones. Isaac Stern poured his passion and his humanity into the world through an 18th century Guarneri violin. He performed and recorded more than almost any other musician in history. He recognized early on the genius of Itzhak Perlman, Pinchas Zukerman, Yo-Yo Ma, when they were still young and untested. He mentored countless others. Isaac Stern was also Carnegie Hall's valiant champion. He led the campaign to save it when it was targeted for demolition in 1960. During the Gulf War, Isaac Stern was in Israel when the warning of an Iraqi Scud missile attack rang out, interrupting his performance. His audience put on their gas masks. Stern returned to the stage. He played Bach for them. Though Isaac Stern may have been a legend, he loved the democracy of music.
The great excitement about being a musician, the reason to be a musician, is that you can hear four or five, six great artists play the same thing. It'll sound four, five, six different ways, and every one of them will be right. And every one of them will be beautiful. I'll give you a very silly little example. Take three words. I love you. Three words, right? You can say, I love you. 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 How many ways have I said three words? And each of them relates to the condition between the two people who are exchanging this idea. That's what music is all about.
That clip from a 1999 interview with host Lisa Simeone. Isaac Stern died of heart failure last night in New York City. He was 81 years old. In this, his recording of Tchaikovsky's Melody in E-flat, he plays with Pinchas Zukerman and the Israel Philharmonic, conducted by Zubin Mehta.